This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for fosenropin, active ingredient, benralizumab. This leaflet provides important information about using fosenropin pre-filled pen. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using fosenropin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using fosenropin? Fosenropin contains the active ingredient benralizumab, a monoclonal antibody, a type of protein. Benralizumab works by binding to a specific receptor on eosinophils called the interleukin-5, IL-5 receptor. By binding to this receptor, fosenropin reduces blood eosinophils. Eosinophils are a type of white blood cell involved in inflammation of asthma and eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis, EGPA, asthma. Fosenropin is used in adults and adolescents, 12 years of age and older to treat a type of asthma, eosinophilic asthma, which is where patients have too many eosinophils in the blood and lungs. Fosenropin is used together with other asthma medicines you take regularly to treat your asthma, inhaled corticosteroids plus other asthma medicines, for example a daily preventer puffer / inhaler. If you are already using other asthma medicines, such as your daily preventer puffer / inhaler, but your asthma is not well controlled by these medicines, then fosenropin may help to reduce the number of asthma attacks, exacerbations and may also make it easier for you to breathe normally. If you are taking medicines called oral corticosteroids, e.g. prednisolone, fosenropin may also help reduce the oral corticosteroid dosage you need to take each day to control your asthma. You must not stop taking or reduce the dose of your other asthma medicines unless your doctor advises you to. Eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis, EGPA. Fosenropin is used to treat EGPA in adults 18 years of age and older. EGPA is a condition where people have too many eosinophils in the blood and tissues, and also have a form of vasculitis, inflammation of the blood vessels. This condition most commonly affects the lungs and sinuses, but often affects other organs such as the skin, heart and kidneys. Fosenropin can reduce symptoms and prevent flare-ups of EGPA. It may also help reduce the daily dose of oral corticosteroids you need to control your symptoms. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use fosenropin? Warnings. Do not use fosenropin if you are allergic to benralizumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine to treat acute asthma symptoms such as a sudden asthma attack. You will still need your reliever puffer / inhaler. Check with your doctor, nurse or pharmacist if you have or have had an allergic reaction to benralizumab, have or have had an infection caused by parasites, e.g. parasitic worms, or if you live and/are traveling to an area where parasitic infections are common, as this medicine may weaken your ability to fight certain types of parasitic infections. The parasitic infection should be treated before you are given fosenropin. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Asthma Action Plan. Your doctor or nurse should give you a personal asthma action plan to help manage your asthma. This plan will include what medicines to use regularly to control your asthma, e.g. preventer puffers / inhalers, as well as fosenropin, as well as what reliever medicines to use when you have sudden asthma attacks. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any questions about your personal asthma action plan. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether the ingredients of fosenropin can pass into breast milk. The effects of fosenropin in pregnant women or their unborn babies are not known. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Children. There is not enough information to recommend the use of fosenropin for children with asthma under the age of 12 years. There is not enough information to recommend the use of fosenrepen for children and adolescents with EGPA under the age of 18 years. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. This includes all the medicines that you use for your conditions. Some medicines may interfere with fosenrepen and affect how it works. Fosenrepen has been used together with other commonly used medicines for asthma and EGPA. Do not suddenly stop taking your other medicines once you have started fosenrepen. Some medicines, especially corticosteroids, must be stopped gradually, under the supervision of your doctor and, based on your response to fosenrepen, check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect fosenrepen, how fosenrepen is given, how much is given, and how long to take it. Asthma. Adults and adolescents, 12 years and over, 30 mg, one injection of fosenrepen, every 4 weeks for the first 3 doses, then one injection every 8 weeks after that. EGPA. Adults, 18 years and over, 30 mg, one injection of fosenrepen every 4 weeks. Continue fosenrepen for as long as your doctor tells you. Fosenrepen helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. How to give fosenrepen? If your doctor or nurse have recommended that you or your caregiver can give your injection, make sure you or your caregiver reads the instructions for use leaflet included in each pack of fosenrepen carefully before using fosenrepen. Follow all directions given to you or your caregiver by your doctor or nurse carefully. Fosenrepen is given as an injection into the fat layer just under the skin, subcutaneous. The injections are usually given in your thigh or abdomen. However, when given by someone else, for example a caregiver, or your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist, it may also be given in the upper arm. Do not try to inject yourself in the arm. After injecting fosenrepen, immediately throw away the used pre-filled pen, auto-injector in a special sharps disposal container as instructed by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. If you forget to take fosenrepen, if you have missed a dose of fosenrepen, contact your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible. They will tell you what you need to do. You may need to reschedule your appointment if your injection is given to you by a doctor or nurse. If you or your caregiver give the injection, do not take your missed dose unless your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist tell you to. If you have trouble remembering your appointments or when to inject yourself, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for some hints. If you are given too much fosenrepen, if fosenrepen is given under the close supervision of a doctor, nurse, or pharmacist, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. If you are concerned that you have been given too much fosenrepen, tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist immediately as you may need urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much fosenrepen, you should immediately contact your doctor or phone the Poisons Information Centre in Australia by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or the National Poisons Centre in New Zealand by calling 0800-POISON or 0800-764-766. Or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using fosenrepen? Things you should do. If you have an asthma action plan, follow it closely at all times. If your asthma is uncontrolled or worsening, tell your doctor. Remind any doctor, dentist, nurse, pharmacist, or other health professional you visit that you are using fosenrepen. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using fosenrepen. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are having this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's and all hospital's appointments so that you don't miss any doses and your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not have fosenrepen to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop having fosenrepen unless your doctor advises you to. Interrupting or stopping fosenrepen treatment may cause your symptoms and flare-ups to come back or become more frequent. Do not stop using or reduce the dose of your other medicines unless your doctor advises you to. Some medicines, especially corticosteroids, must be stopped gradually under the supervision of your doctor and on your response to fenfluramine, driving, or using machines. Fenfluramine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Keep fenfluramine in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze, shake, or expose to heat. Fenfluramine should be kept sealed in the original package to protect it from light. Fenfluramine may be kept at room temperature up to 25 degrees Celsius for no more than 14 days. This is important whether traveling by car, bus, train, plane, or any other form of transport. Fenfluramine must be used within 14 days or discarded. There is a space on the carton to write the date it is removed from the refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton and instructions for use leaflet on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Headache. Sore throat. Fever or high temperature. Injection site reactions, e.g. pain, redness, itching, swelling near where the injection was given. What to do? Speak to your doctor, nurse or pharmacist, if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Fainting, dizziness, feeling lightheaded, due to a drop in blood pressure. Allergic reactions may occur within minutes or hours after an injection, or may even occur several days after an injection. What to do? Call your doctor or nurse straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems in Australia, or to MedSafe online at https://www.medsafe.gov.nz/safety/reporter-problem-asp-medicine in New Zealand. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What fenfluramine contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient. Benralizumab, 30 mg. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Trehalose. Polysorbate 20. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain latex, lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What fenfluramine looks like. Fenfluramine, OSTAR 3139-02, contains 1 milliliter of solution in a clear glass type high pre-filled syringe inside a pen auto-injector. Its color may vary from colorless to yellow, and it may contain white particles. The pen includes a stainless steel needle with a fluorotech, non-latex coated plunger stopper and a needle safety guard inside the pen auto-injector. Fenfluramine is available in packs containing 1 fenfluramine, a single dose. Who distributes fenfluramine? Australia. AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311666. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. New Zealand. AstraZeneca Limited, PO Box 87453, Meadowbank, Auckland 1742. Telephone 0800684432. This leaflet was prepared on the 12th of March 2025. The Australian product information document prepared for use by healthcare providers can be found on the Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA website, www.ebs.tga.gov.au/. The New Zealand datasheet is available at www.medsafe.govt.nz. Fasenrapen is a trademark of the AstraZeneca Group of Companies. AstraZeneca, 2025. VVRIM 01426682V7. Fasenrapin. Benralizumab 30 mg per 1 ml. For subcutaneous injection only. Single dose pre-filled pen. You and your doctor or nurse should decide if you should inject Fasenra yourself. You or your caregiver should receive training on the right way to prepare and inject Fasenra. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or nurse carefully. Read this instructions for use booklet carefully all the way to the end before you start using your Fasenra pen, and each time you get a new Fasenra pen. There may be new information. This information does not take the place of talking to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist about your medical condition or your treatment. You should also read the Consumer Medicine Information, CMI, included in the pack for further information about this medicine, such as what it is used for, possible side effects, and when to use it. More recent information may be available. The most recent CMI is available from your pharmacist and also at www.astrazeneca.com.au/CMI, Australia, or www.medsafe.govt.nz, New Zealand. If you or your caregiver have any questions about Fasenra or your medical condition, talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. You can also contact the Asthma Foundation in your state, who provide information about asthma treatment and management. Important information. Store your Fasenra pen in a refrigerator between 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. To protect it from light, it should be stored in its carton until you are ready to use it. Fasenra may be kept at room temperature up to 25 degrees Celsius for no more than 14 days. This is important whether traveling by car, bus, train, plane, or any other form of transport. Fasenra must be used within 14 days or discarded. See step 10. Dispose of the used Fasenra pen safely. There is a space on the carton to write the date it is removed from the refrigerator. Do not use your Fasenra pen if it has been frozen. If the pen itself has been dropped or damaged, the security seal on the carton has been broken, or the packaging has been torn, or shows signs of tampering, or there are visible signs of deterioration of the products, the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack has passed. Do not shake your Fasenra pen, share, or reuse your Fasenra pen. If any of the above happens, throw away the Fasenra pen in a puncture-resistant, sharps container. See step 10. Dispose of the used Fasenra pen safely, and use a new Fasenra pen. Each Fasenra pen contains one dose of Fasenra, that is for one-time use only. Keep Fasenra and all medicines out of the sight and reach of children. Your Fasenra pen. Do not remove the cap until you have reached step 6 of these instructions and are ready to inject Fasenra. Step 1. Gather supplies. Before your injection, gather the following and set up on a clean, flat surface. Your Fasenra pen, which may need to be removed from the refrigerator. The following items which are not included within your Fasenra pack. A new alcohol wipe. A new, clean, dry cotton ball, or gauze. A puncture-resistant sharps container. See step 10. Dispose of the used Fasenra pen safely. Step 2. Prepare to use your Fasenra pen. Check the expiry date, EXP, on the pack. Do not use if the expiry date has passed. If your Fasenra pen has been in the refrigerator, let it warm up at room temperature for about 30 minutes before giving the injection. Do not warm the Fasenra pen in any other way. For example, do not warm it in a microwave or hot water, direct sunlight, or put it near other heat sources. Use Fasenrapen within 14 days of removing from the refrigerator. Do not remove the cap until you have reached step 6. Step 3. Check the liquid. Look at the liquid in the Fasenrapen through the viewing window. The liquid should be clear and colorless to yellow. It may contain small white particles. Do not inject Fasenra if the liquid is cloudy, discolored, or contains large particles. You may see a small air bubble in the liquid. This is normal. You do not need to do anything about it. Step 4. Choose the injection site. The recommended injection site is the front of your thigh. You may also use the lower part of your abdomen. Do not inject into the 5 cm area around your belly button, where the skin is tender, bruised, scaly, or hard, into scars, or damaged skin, through clothing. A caregiver may inject you in the upper arm, thigh, or abdomen. Do not try to inject yourself in the arm. For each injection, choose a different site that is at least 3 cm away from where you last injected. Step 5. Clean the injection site. Wash your hands well with soap and water. Clean the injection site with an alcohol wipe in a circular motion. Let it air dry. Do not touch the cleaned area before injecting. Do not fan or blow on the cleaned area. Step 6. Pull off the cap. Hold the Fasenrapen with one hand. Carefully pull the cap straight off with your other hand. Put the cap aside to throw away later. The green needle guard is now exposed. It is there to prevent you from touching the needle. Do not try to touch the needle or push on the needle guard with your finger. Do not try to put the cap back on the Fasenrapen. You could cause the injection to happen too soon or damage the needle. Complete the following steps right away after removing the cap. Step 7. Inject Fasenra. Follow your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist's instructions on how to inject. You can either gently pinch at the injection site or give the injection without pinching the skin. Inject Fasenra by following the steps in figures A, B, C, and D. Hold the Fasenrapen in place for the entire injection. Do not change the position of the Fasenrapen after the injection has started. Position the Fasenrapen at the injection site. Place the needle guard of the Fasenrapen flat against your skin, 90 degree angle. Make sure you can see the viewing window. Press down firmly. You will hear a click. A click tells you the injection has started. The green plunger will move down in the viewing window during the injection. Hold down firmly for 15 seconds. You will hear a second click. The second click tells you the injection has finished. The green plunger will fill the viewing window. Lift the Fasenrapen straight up. The needle guard will slide down and lock into place over the needle. Step 8. Check the viewing window. Check the viewing window to make sure all the liquid has been injected. If the green plunger does not fill the viewing window, you may not have received the full dose. If this happens, or if you have any other concerns, call your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Step 9. Check the injection site. There may be a small amount of blood or liquid where you injected. This is normal. Gently hold pressure over your skin with a cotton ball or gauze until the bleeding stops. Do not rub the injection site. If needed, cover the injection site with a Band-Aid/plaster. Step 10. Dispose of the used Fasenrapen safely. Each Fasenrapen contains a single dose of Fasenra and cannot be reused. Put your used Fasenrapen in a puncture-resistant sharps container right away after use. The sharps container needs to be a puncture-resistant container that is large enough to hold the entire Fasenrapen. Be sure that the container has a lid. You may use a biohazard container, another hard plastic container, or a metal container. A container is not included in the carton. Your pharmacist may have biohazard/sharps containers for purchase, or can tell you where you may be able to get them, or what else you may be able to use. Your pharmacist can also tell you how to safely throw away the container with used syringes. Do not throw away the Fasenrapen in your household rubbish or recycling bin. You can throw away the cap and other used supplies in your household rubbish. Do not throw away your used sharps container in your household rubbish or recycling bin. For all inquiries, contact AstraZeneca on 1-800-805-342, Australia, or 0930-656-50, New Zealand. This instructions for use booklet was prepared on the 27th of April 2022. Fasenra and Fasenrapen are trademarks of the AstraZeneca group of companies. AstraZeneca, 2022. Doc ID 003941655V5.